there any questions or comments from the board on this?
I just want to make sure everybody understands. This is the one, this is the neighborhood that had the interconnectivity issue with Ibis Road. This is, I want to make sure everybody on Ibis Road understands that this is nothing to do with that, that that interconnectivity has actually been squashed, and we're, I guess we're probably about to be planting trees in that, in that connection zone.
And to be clear, the final plat's been approved. It does not include any connection to Ibis Road.
So this is Kerry Smith, County Commissioner Kerry Smith, and Jared Lowe, the Assistant County Administrator, in the Santa Rosa County Commission committee meeting yesterday. That's like the agenda review for their Thursday meeting tomorrow. And it's McCarra Ridge, which is that subdivision on the east side of the dead-end streets like Ibis Road that goes in through like Trump Way on the north. And remember, the controversy here was that originally the plan, or say something wrong, but there was a push to have it open and be part of the grid. The residents were furious about that, and it wound up not happening. And I appreciate Kerry Smith clarifying that, because it is the kind of thing where people hear a thing and they're like, oh, what's going, you know, and they get all, so I'm glad for that. Joining us now, we have Brad Baker. He is the county administrator for Santa Rosa County. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. I know the commissioners often lament the misrepresentation of things that they do through social media, and I agree, it often is. But I like the effort to try to clarify, even especially some of these consent items that are just simple. But you just want to make sure people understand what's going on in the government. I think you know, opportunity to teach people is a good thing. I do have a question, because this made me think about it, is when the county takes over, for example, the maintenance of the sidewalks and the roads and the drainage ponds inside a subdivision that just gets built, there's been a problem historically in both counties, and I'm sure across the United States, of, you know, things were built maybe okay in the beginning, maybe not okay in the beginning, but then they were allowed to sort of lapse in their maintenance. And then the county swoops in and takes it over when, let's say, you know, the HOA becomes defunct or whatever. But you guys have rules that say it has to be at or above county standards in order for us to take it over, right?
That is correct. And they have to provide us a 2-year warranty period as well.
Oh, okay. Very good. So that's extra on top of just that it has to be at standards. And so, and the only reason I ask this is because obviously when you build a subdivision, you impose upon the county, if the county takes over maintenance of the road, the, you know, bridge, the sidewalk, and the retention pond or whatever, you're imposing upon the county costs for a long time, but you're also generating property tax revenue too, so there's the idea is it's being paid for at the same time, right?
It is, and also that is an option that the board has. The board doesn't have to accept the maintenance of that infrastructure. The recent changes on the final plat now is those do not go through the Board of County Commissioners. They have to be approved administratively if they meet our land development code. So that's why you used to see approval of the final plats. Now that's done administratively through our county engineer, and then we just notify the board that it's been approved. But the acceptance of maintenance of the infrastructure is a board action, because the board is actually saying, yeah, we recognize this is going to be a public subdivision, and we agree to take, accept that infrastructure and then maintain it after the warranty period. So the final plat approval is administrative, not the board, but the acceptance of that is a board action.
Interesting. No, and I'm glad you brought that up, because people may remember that we talked about this when the legislation was going through, that suddenly now the board doesn't even have final say in the plats. That gets done, as you said, by, you know, staff. But because of that, or at least it's fair that if, you know, you're forced to accept the final platting as long as it follows the rules, then the acceptance of the final subdivision maintenance is something they could say no to if they wanted to, which, again, kind of makes sense. But that never happens, right? I mean, you never – new subdivisions always get acquired, right? Or maybe there's, are there ever even things that have to be done to improve them, to get them up to standards?
Yeah, we've had several issues that's they've had to do some improvement before. We've also recently had an influx of older subdivisions that wanted us to take over their infrastructure.
Yes.
And we have done the inspections and given them a checklist, you know, hey, here's you a to-do list. If you want us to bring it to the board, all this has to be done. And most of them are pretty intensive. Like one was the asphalt was not the base was not deep enough. You know, we did some core samplings, and they would basically have to rebuild the roads. So, wow. You know, we, of course, we'll apply an MSBU and do that and then take it over, but it's going to be at the cost of those because they, you know, that that subdivision was private, and we were not going to absorb the future costs on all the taxpayers of the county. So they would have to bring it up to our standard and before we take it.
And like you say, if it's, you know, you'll put an MSBU on those property owners to pay for, you know, in arrears, basically, for the repairs that have to be done if the county's going to do the repair. Yeah, no, and all of that makes sense. And it's one of the things people who live in, you know, private communities, private road, gated communities, all that might not think about. But there are definite costs, you know, long term if you opt for that. But anyway, I thought that not just what's going on in McCabe Ridge, but that general concept was interesting to me. I wanted to bring it up with you. Just a real quick thing, because Wes Moreno, our county administrator in Escambia, has many times mentioned that if you look at the number of new subdivisions, again, new roads, new sidewalks, and new ponds that the county is required to maintain because we've taken ownership of them as they get built, and compare that with the lack of growth in staff and budgeting for public works, we've really taken on a lot of stuff, and we haven't acquired proportionally more staff and expenditure in order to take care of those. Is that similar in Santa Rosa County, that same problem is true, or have you increased proportional to the amount of work?
No, it is true. Now, I will tell you one thing we did to kind of offset that. We did a bid last year for maintenance of some stormwater ponds. We did it by region.
Yeah, north and south, right?
We got some pretty good responsive bids, and that has proven very beneficial because there was, you know, these subdivisions who expect a higher level of service that, you know, we may get to a pond once a year, once every 2 years. Now we're getting them cut four times a year and getting them inspected. And nice. Then they notify us that their issue, and our crew goes out there and works on solving, you know, if it's an erosion problem or whatever. So we found that very beneficial. And by the time you add in cost of hiring somebody, mm-hmm. health insurance, retirement for a whole crew, we did a cost-benefit analysis, and it was more advantageous for us to bid that out.
One of the things that they're going to vote on final submission of is the local option sales tax 0.5% renewal language for a Thursday. And I know there's been, you know, I know that several public speakers, and most notably Jerry Cooey, has raised the point that if you're worried about getting this passed, make it for one thing, make it for roads. It's not for just roads. It's for roads and conservation and stormwater. And there's a couple of things that are put in there. I've heard conversation around this quite a bit, but how did we get to the point where it's not just roads, it's everything? Is that just sort of you talking to the commissioners, you talking to the chairman? Like, how does that decision get made? Because I don't remember a decision like that explicitly being made in the boardroom.
So the current 0.5 cent contains all of these. Obviously, we put in the farmland was not direct wording, but the way our previous wording was allowed conservation, whether it was farmland or wetlands or whatever. So it dates back to the original 0.5 cent.
Okay.
And do we change it or not? Well, if you have a substantial change, you have to go through an OPAGA audit. And we went through one of those the last time we did it. Didn't have any issues, but it's very cumbersome and time consuming, and you have to meet certain deadlines. So the board has the ability to set the percentages that go to it. So in our discussions, we Trust for Public Land came in and did a polling
right.
throughout the county, did actually a couple of them, and they polled, you know, what's the chance the 0.5 cent will pass and what's the people really want in it. So based off the polling data, this is what the people say they want that were polled in our county. So and to not change it drastically, it doesn't mean that, like, currently right now 60% of the 0.5 cent, which expires December of this year, December 31st, goes to roads, and then 30% goes to public safety and 10% goes to recreation, conservation, etc.
Did you say 60-30-10? Is that what you said? 60-30-10?
60-30-10.
Okay,
that's right. So the board can change that at any time. as long as they don't put specific percentages in into the ballot language. So
I got it. Okay.
There's nothing in here that says that this can't be the board, if it's approved by the voters, can't use 100% of it for roads.
Gotcha.
It just allows it to be used for this other stuff as well, which the polling data says the people won't. So I understand that Jerry wants roads,
right,
but there's other people who have said, we want this. You know, in conservation, actually polled very high.
Got it.
You know, we buy a lot of the, you saw a agenda item on here later on for a fire truck. We bought piles of fire trucks out of this, and then that keeps your fire tax or your fire fee lower because we're doing it with the sales tax. We've acquired ADA equipment at parks for this. I mean, we've done so many things, drainage projects, sheriff's department equipment. We've bought millions and millions of dollars of sheriff's department equipment out of it. So it's an ability to use revenue that's not totally generated by our citizens for all of these different portions. But ultimately, the board is going to determine what percentage of this goes to each pot or a pot at all. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right, right.
They could say, hey, we're not going to give the fire anything, and it's going to be this, or we're not going to do anything for conservation. It's going to all go to roads. So that allows the board to make that decision based on what their current needs are in the capital layout. And it does have to be capital outlay. It cannot be salaries, benefits, any of that. So.
And I think, you know, on the flip side of that, I mean, just theoretically, I know this won't happen because it'd be political suicide to do it, but you could give zero to roads and give it all to the sheriff and fire and, you know, water quality and land conservation. Sure. So, but I thought the two
highest polling ones, Andrew, came out as roads and conservation.
Oh, interesting. Even higher than public safety. That's fascinating. Okay. And I think the having to go through the study, the audit, if you were to substantially change the language is interesting. I didn't know that, and that explains why you'd keep this language. So fascinating. I appreciate that that insight. Highway 90, I know this is a tiny thing. It's really like a procedural change on a $500,000 spend dealing with FDOT and the TPO. But the item is the Highway 90 traffic signalization, and this is for technological upgrades. And I wanted to give you a second to explain this because for people who drive, and we, of course, do traffic reports all the time, but for people who drive on Highway 90, they may find this very interesting. What is the ultimate – what's going to happen when this does go through on Highway 90?
So ultimately, it will finalize all of the traffic signals to be on the advanced traffic signaling and the MyoVision. And what that allows us to do is control the timing of that remotely, where right now you have to, if the traffic light hasn't been upgraded, you have to manually go out there, adjust the timing and all that. Well, this could be adjusted on the fly. So like we have a wreck on I-10 that shuts it down and they divert all the traffic to 90 to go to Pensacola,
yep,
then we can start flushing it more. You can leave the Highway 90 light time longer and let the side roads back up longer so we flush that interstate traffic out. So it's really, we should have done it decades ago, but
yeah.
We've finally evolved in investing in that. We've put over $2 million in the last 2 years into that infrastructure on 90 and 98. And this one just allows us to, get some money back from that, from the state. And because it is their system. And then we just do the annual maintenance and upkeep of that. And they reimburse us for those costs. But we've done it on 98 and now finishing it up on 90. So we'll continue anytime there's a traffic light added, we'll continue to promote this. I mean, it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
When they get the transportation center built over in Escambia County, we'll have a traffic engineer over there to monitor and make real-time adjustments. You can do it remotely now. We use a vendor to do that. And we just have constant communication with them. So, it's exciting stuff. And you're right, it kind of just kind of a bland little item in our thing, but
right,
it's pretty cool to make a difference in that. And we've been in discussion with the city of Milton and DOT because we're having issues along that Caroline Street corridor right with the bridge.
Of course, right.
And they're doing a timing study now to see what they need to adjust because it just backs up horrible. So I'm excited to you know, meet with Ed and DOT and see where we're, what we're going to do on that corridor as well.
No, I think it's great news. And as you say, this is all part of that Regional Traffic Management Center, or the ATMS, the Advanced Traffic Management System, that is being built in Escambia County. That's going to, it already runs a lot of the traffic lights in our area, but this is eventually going to run all the traffic lights in our area so that they can adapt to problems that crop up, or as you say, a unique situation, and upgrading the technology so that you have the cameras and the remote operation capability on all those lights along Highway 90. I mean, again, like, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I think this is a really good thing. Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County. Sorry, Brad, I'm just completely out of time, but Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator, as always, man, thank you so much for the time and clarifying some of that stuff. I really appreciate it.
All right, Andrew, have a good day.